And we're back with episode 314 of the Verbal Mosh, a comic book podcast where we talk about comics and stuff. I'm Tosh Moore.
I'm Olivia Palaz.
And we're back again with a brand new episode where we'll talk Secret Wars, Constantine, and more Secret Wars. For those of you who want to know, you can go to our website, theverbalmosh.com, and find us on social networking sites like Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com/theverbalmosh. At theverbalmosh is our handle on Twitter as well. You can also leave us an email at theverbalmosh@gmail.com. You can also check out our sponsors, the Comics Podcast Network, www.comicspodcast.com. Oh, and you can also leave us an iTunes review. I miss anything else?
It helps spread the word. No, I think you got it all.
Yeah, I was like, I'm missing something. I was like, the Fortress of Solitude. But if you really just want to be super lazy, you can just go to theverbalmosh.com and hit all the links. There you can see past reviews, upcoming reviews like yours for Thor number, what issue is that? 8.
Which will be my pick of the week.
Yep. Past pick of the weeks, past rants about past previous comics. I'll have one soon for Batman Earth 1 Volume 2. You'll have one soon for The Avengers Age of the Ultrons.
Check it out, because we cover a lot of stuff that we don't go over in our podcast episodes.
Exactly. Also, previous interviews with people like D.G. Chichester, former writer of Daredevil, who that show is pretty much popular on Netflix, so you might want to go check that interview out as well. And Marvel's already reprinting some of his work when there was a time when that was never going to happen, but now Daredevil is so far in the public consciousness, they can go ahead and make some more money off of him by giving him like a 10%, I guess. I don't know.
All right, so we're going to jump into the comics news this week. What do we got? What do we got? What do we got?
Same thing.
Can we talk about Constantine?
That's it. Yeah, Constantine is being shopped around because NBC was like, what? We don't need this.
Well, we talked about that in the last episode.
Yeah.
But you told me that there was one company that shot them down.
Yeah, they are trying to take the show to other networks. And one network that was originally interested, but then they were just like, nah, screw it, was the CW. They're like, we've got enough DC-related shows with The Flash, Green Arrow. Well, not Green Arrow, but just Arrow.
Well, he is Green Arrow, but it's just called Arrow because it's edgy.
Yeah, it's contemporary. So, yeah, the CW shot them down. So, I don't know. I don't see Constantine going to Fox.
I don't think it's going to be picked up at all. I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. I'm just like, meh. Gotham's been renewed for a second season. The Flash has been renewed for a second season.
iZombie
has been renewed for a second season. You know what I was watching the other day while I was at work? I was walking by and they have a TV on and they were showing Constantine in Spanish. I was like, ugh.
Did it make it more enjoyable?
No, it just made it even worse. Like Keanu Reeves, not like he's pretending to be a magician and now he's pretending to be Spanish. Yeah, the movie with, not the television show, but the movie with fucking Shia LaBeouf, who got beat up in front of a Toronto nightclub by a Canadian. And I remember the guy was like, where's Bumblebee now, bitch? That's still a favorite of mine. But yeah, it was in Spanish, and it didn't make Keanu Reeves any more appealing. Bio con Dios. That's about the extent of all that he knows. Subtitles, FTW.
You make him sound like, what's his name, Snake from The Simpsons.
Do you think that maybe that's a thinly veiled parody?
No.
Oh, no. The Matrix. Come on, Trinity. Let's blow this popsicle stand. Oh, Chief Wiggum's a complete awesome stand-in for Agent Smith. Mm-hmm. Wow.
This is terrible.
We veered completely somewhere else.
Okay, so we don't have a lot of news to talk about, so we'll jump into our next section. DCTV.
Crikey, Master Bruce, there's more than one room in this whole house. It's DC TV. We only have The Flash to talk about this week. And boy, was it good. Because we got to see Grodd after like how many weeks of waiting? Because it seemed like we were waiting for a while for Gorilla Grodd to show up.
Yeah, well, we figured he was just like hanging out in the sewers like a weirdo. But yeah, this kind of reaffirmed our suspicions that he's just hanging out in the sewers.
No, he comes out periodically because...
No, he doesn't. Because he uses his mind control to control other people and lets them go out of the sewers. But he just hangs around in the sewers.
It's cheaper than having him show up for the whole episode CGI.
And I think it works too. The fact that he's in the sewers, that there's a lot of shadows, so you can't really see details too much of the CGI. So that if it's a little like iffy looking, you mask that.
Well, he's working for Professor Wells or Eobard. Yeah, Eobard Thawne, aka Professor Zoom, aka Reverse Flash.
That's a weird relationship. Can you imagine? Does Wells call Grodd son then? Come here, son.
I assume that he scratches him behind his ears and gives him a treat every so often.
Let's go play some ball.
No, it's not the Wonder Years where they're like, let's go outside. No, when you're the Reverse Flash, you can't be chilling with a monkey. What's wrong?
Yeah, Gorilla Grodd proved to all of us that he does not like bananas.
When Joe S. is like...
Just because he's a gorilla.
Yeah, that's not flying. Yeah. Fucking Cisco and his dumbass ideas. Also, we spoke about... one thing that we talked about in this episode was when Iris just kept sauntering in to Star Labs.
This was the big reveal where she confronts Barry that she knows he's the Flash. And it's just the worst thing
ever. I almost thought you said you're the father. What? I don't know.
It's the worst thing ever because it's like they have no security at Star Labs?
No.
Because like she keeps walking in the door, like, Barry, I knew it. You're the Flash. Every single time.
I would have liked it if Cisco would have been like, no one locks doors around here anymore since Professor Wells left.
It is. He took the security with him.
Like. Can we also talk about how much of a jerk that...
And it was like so dumb too, because it's the most random thing about how she confronted him about what clued her in about him being the Flash. Oh, because she got a little electric shock. Static shock.
Nope, don't say static shock. That's another DC character.
Electrostatic shock. There you go.
Ooh, good. Nice cover up. I wanted to say was that Cisco should have mentioned that security was taken and when Professor Wells left. But how much of a jerk is Professor Wells when he's just like to Eddie? He's like, let me tell you something. You suck. You're the worst of all of us. Oh, yeah, you don't even get the girl. And he shows him the future byline where the Flash appears. He's like, look, you don't even get to marry Iris. You jerk.
But I like that because I like he's not like playing it up like. TV villain, because Eddie's trying to figure out what's your plan, and he's like, I'm not telling you.
He's like,
you're from the future. Why don't you prove it? It's like, I don't have to prove nothing.
Yeah, you're tied up. Shut up.
Yeah.
It was the equivalent of shut up, Becky, saying shut up, Marge saying shut up, Becky, at the right time. That was great. Yeah, I don't have to prove nothing to you. You're trapped. Yeah. And I'm getting ready to go home.
He's doing his business.
His bad guy business? Yeah. It was good. This is actually a really good episode. Other than the lack of security at Star Labs,
dumb Iris, like, I really hate her and her wishy-washy feelings towards Barry.
She helped the Flash today, that episode, because she's like, listen to the sound of my voice.
Yeah, and that only worked because he's in love with her, but she's so wishy-washy, and I hate that, and the fact that Barry's so in love with her, and she knows that, but she constantly is like, well, my feelings are for you are complicated, but I'm still in love with Eddie, so we can never be. Like, why do you have to be around him so much then? And why do you have to, like...
Listen to the sound of my voice. Can I say that...
Why can't we be best friends, Barry? No.
Best friends? And get freaky. No, it doesn't work that way, yo. I want to say that the best acting that I've seen was when Grodd was going to use his telekinetic powers to make Joe shoot himself, and he was screaming for Cisco to help him. Mm-hmm. That was fucking awesome. Because I was like, no, Joe, not Black Dad.
Well, yeah, he looked even more messed up, like, once Barry found him.
Yeah.
And he was, like, trembling almost in the sewers, and he was just like, please get me out of here.
I just thought it was weird that Cisco's like, does he like bananas? He's like, no, you fuck, he doesn't like bananas.
Well, that's Cisco, you know? He's always, like, trying to name villains and stuff like that. That's just his personality. He's got to be the funny guy.
No, you don't get the girl. Just be funny, you freak.
Cisco, what girl would he get?
I don't know. Oh, wait, no.
He confused him with Eddie.
At least Eddie has a girl somewhat in this. He's like, yo, Iris, I love you. Here's my grandmother Agnes's ring.
Yeah, but you know, obviously the way it's going to pan out is that, you know, he's not going to get the girl. Unless something happens where timeline once again gets changed.
Oh, yeah, from Flash running really fast. He ran from New Mexico to Albuquerque. That's in Albuquerque, New Mexico. He ran from Santa Fe to Albuquerque. I fixed that up quickly. There's another piece of news that I thought we should also bring up. Because I had written it down and I totally forgot about it. But
you go back.
You know what? No, this actually warrants a lot. I think I said it. That Harry Shearer was leaving The Simpsons. He quit. Mm-hmm. He was the voice of Mr. Burns, Smithers, Flanders.
What about it?
I feel bad that he's gone. Why'd he leave? Well, yeah, he is 71. So, I mean, I guess I see that happening. But I was just like, no, this is another nail in the coffin. And the Simpsons are being beaten like a dead horse. They just canceled that show.
True.
I say it looks beautiful because, you know, streaming, you know, the
animation is crisp and clean.
It's not the animation. It's also the it's no longer analog.
Yeah, it's all so HD. Degrade.
Yeah, so it looks fucking amazing, but it's just, I heard that somewhere, I forgot who I was speaking to, they said that they found the script of the show from 1992 and they tried, they're like, oh, we can air this script because it's so good and it's from 92 and we're at our apex and it's just still just terrible, terrible. Mm-hmm. So yeah, The Flash is great. That's all we watched this week. We have stopped with the iZombie bullshit because it wasn't. It was like a chore watching iZombie. Like, you know, we'd be watching The Flash. I'm like, all right, Tom, watch The Flash. Gotham. All right, we can go ahead and now watch Gotham. iZombie. I was like, fuck. Is there any way that we can get out of having to watch this?
That's what I was thinking at first, and you were like, no, we gotta check out the first season. We gotta give it a shot.
Oh, and we gave it a shot. We gave it enough shot as we could before I wanted to gouge my goddamn eyes out. I was like, oh, Rose McIver, you suck. Detective Babineau, you suck. Ravi, you're all right. He's the only thing I like. Blaine, I was like, he's a yuppie white guy who's driving up prices. This might as well be the 80s. And he might as well be fucking Gordon Gekko. Yeah. Wall Street, zombies, money never sleeps.
Yeah, I'm glad that we stopped watching it.
Me too. I feel like I got my 48 minutes of my life back.
But we got some terrible comics to talk about this week.
What are you talking about? No, First of all, Secret Wars number 2, I actually enjoyed it, where they had all the different Thors, and they're like, Doom is God. And hey, never forget that freak.
All right, so we're going to start off talking about Secret Wars number 2. Now, was this really, this wasn't really all the Thors that exist. They've been, like, creating their own Thors, too.
Yeah, Doom has been, because they're like, they're...
Right, this is Doom World, and he is God, basically, and
he's even wearing all white.
The law.
Yeah, he's getting freaky with Susan Storm, well, Susan Doom. And the Thors are basically created to serve as, like, policemen.
This is weird, picking up from considering where it left off in the first issue, where you had the two worlds, the two different...
Yeah, the alternate universe and the regular colliding, Marvel universe.
And then everything kind of disappearing in a flash of blinding light. So this here, you're talking about where what happened after that, it seems like. After the world was created again and... What was left was just Doom.
Well, no, this is a different world.
No?
This is a different world. It was like...
This makes no sense then.
What the fuck? I didn't write it. You blame me? We're just... Let's just say, all right, we're...
I'm trying to give some sense to it, and then you're like, no, that's not what's going on. So I'm like, this is even more terrible then.
It's just that one part of Manhattan from the 616 universe is like, we're on Battle World now, and Battle World seems to be in Doomland because there's alternate versions... Of Thor, well, Odin.
Everything exploded. Remember, at Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah, like
he
I
lost
said,
his
that,
fingers.
That, I just said that part. That's Earth 616. That's a regular Marvel universe. That's gone, except for that little piece of Manhattan that's floating or whatever the fuck it is in Battle World, which is where Doom's world. Whatever. Fuck this book.
Exactly.
Fuck this
it's
book.
It's like so difficult to explain and understand. I think.
Fucking, this is all you need. There's a bunch of bad guys, and they're all cops, and they're Thors, and they work for Doom. And Stephen Strange is like, I'm a sheriff of Doom. And fucking Mr. Sinister is like, my head got cut off. I still know martial arts. Oh, fuck. And somehow the Marvel Zombies figure into this, because they throw Captain Britain into the shield, where the Thors are basically just cannon fodder to keep them from getting in, and to... Oh.
I thought you said you enjoyed this issue, though. There was something about it.
I did, but explaining it, like, I don't want to explain it. I just want to read a goofy-ass story about a bunch of Thors, like, we're Thor, bum ba dum bum 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 bum. And Doom was like, yo, you know I'm Jesus, too, right?
Yeah, yup,
that's pretty much what happened.
I still don't get and it. Then and then goofy, you had Thanos show up.
Because the capsule from the Ultimate Marvel Universe with the evil Reed Richards from the Ultimate Universe, they showed up and was like, hey, where are we? Doom World. Screw that guy. He's nobody.
He's too damn confusing, I think. And so I can't enjoy it, because I'm never really sure what's happening. How this connects with the previous issue.
It doesn't have to. Did you think because it's bullshit. I thought it was cool that they had a Sentinel guarding watch over Castle Doom.
I guess.
What? And Doom was like wearing his whole white, holy, you know, Alfie, even though I think there's a little blasphemous from him, like, I'm God, like, ugh.
Well, he is pretty vain.
He's always been pretty vain.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's pretty vain, so
I like
it suits.
I like the art by Assad Rubik, which I always think of a turtle. I'm sorry, a frog when I hear, I think of his name.
Yeah.
Assad Rubik.
Yeah.
Delicious.
The art was definitely the highlight of this issue, because otherwise I thought it was absolute garbage.
But all the Thors look really cool. We're like, we're cops. Thor cops. We don't have guns. We got hammers. I was gonna say knives.
But they're not even like Thor cops. It's more like a Thor gang. And, you know?
Yeah, they're all like, ooh, like in West Side Story. Mayhap, back your ass up.
We're gonna move on. You
Oh,
want to talk more about
no, that's all that happened. Thor was like, yo, we Thor. There's so many.
Yeah. And then what was it? What did it? They're left on Battle World. That's what this place is called.
It's Thanos and Evil Reed Richards and Terrex. I was like, wow, Terrex. Assad Rubik did a really good job of drawing Thanos. Can he look like this in all the movies? Because, like, the shit we see now, just. I don't know, I just don't like it. Oh, wait, Odin gets killed too. The bad guy, Doom Cop Odin, gets his shit handed to him. Because the fucking morons, when they quarantined,
They quarantine anything that goes against Doom's version of him creating this world.
you mean the universe?
Yeah.
There was nothing, and then Doom showed up and was like, why isn't there anything here? Let me fix that.
So anything that goes against his word and contradicts him, they quarantine it, they get rid of it, and so of course
Yeah, I was
you
saying,
get
isn't
this.
quarantine like destroy,
Well, it's
destroy?
like isolate.
And probably
Isolate, because
followed up.
isolate, and then they were going to investigate afterwards.
Yeah, it's probably they'll probably destroy it too.
If they can, which they probably won't be able to.
We'll find out.
That's nonsense, I think.
Oh, the Castle Doom looks cool. All right, Spider-Man 2099 number 12. This book was a little bit late. So Spidey.
So Spidey is fighting Spidey Wasp.
Yeah, I mean it's Tempest, and he's like, I got the cure for cancer from issue 11. And then he was like, here you go, and actually becomes a spider wasp thing who only wants to eat spiders. It's just them fighting, and then they end up in Central Park.
It's them finding him trying to convince her that, look, this isn't normal. I'm Miguel. And she's trying to eat him and stuff like that. And then all of
Oh,
a
he
sudden,
told
because it
her,
only
yeah.
lasts like a couple of hours or something like that,
Well, like, it might have been longer.
she then, well, no, because Lila said it only lasts from either 6 minutes to 6 hours.
Somewhere in between. We'll say an hour.
So, she then transforms back into her naked self. And I don't know where he found the
Oh, that
sheet to
bullshit
cover
sheet?
it up,
Yes. That you
or
know what?
like.
He could have just like, it's my web cape.
That's what I was thinking. Like, he couldn't even like spun her up in a web or something.
Yeah, because he just like he was holding her, then she was naked, and then the cops were like freeze, and he was like, huh? And then he's like, nah, she's all covered up.
He just stole someone's sheet hanging out of their apartment, probably.
But I don't know if they still hang. Well, yeah, I guess they still hang some clothes out. New York. Nah, it doesn't seem right. Especially where he lives. But wait, she they
So basically, he brings her back to her apartment. Everything seems like it's okay, but then it ends off where she still apparently realizes that this guy is Miguel.
Can we also say that the cop was great in this? The one decent fucking cop in New York. She's like, I'm not gonna tell you, Spidey, you the man.
She didn't say that.
She didn't say it, but she might as well be like, you the man,
No,
Spidey.
she was like, "Oh, I understand that we need you more than one cop such
Oh,
as
that's
myself."
bullshit. That's bullshit. I'd have been like, oh shit, save me, you freak. I also liked how when the cops were like, that's not Spider-Man, his costume's different. And she's like, do you have one pair of clothes that you always wear? Which, if it was a Spider-Man cartoon from the 90s, yeah. He kind of just did have that one outfit.
Yeah.
But it's a cartoon.
Or like the Simpsons. I feel like I've been wearing this little red dress forever.
Homer has been wearing that white shirt and blue pants for quite a long time.
Except for when they go to church, they always dress up.
Yes, but it's always the same thing when I go to church. All right, the last book we want to talk about, Silk number 4.
Now, I thought from the cover, I thought this was going to be a really cute, sweet issue, but I just
Nope.
hated it.
Nope.
Didn't care for the
They fucked up
artwork.
on the cover too, because they still put Stacy Lee as the artist on the cover.
Yeah.
Making tricking you. Marvel pulled a bait and switch. Hey, Stacy Lee's here.
Oh, she
Lies.
is. It's like it's not even like she did the cover
Dave Johnson
either.
did the cover. Yeah, 100
Exactly.
Bullets fame did the cover. And this is basically fucking Cindy being like, I don't like you, Spider-Man. Punch. And she goes on a
No,
date.
no. Her being too. I don't like you, Reed Richards.
Yeah,
Fly away.
everything's.
And basically, hey Johnny, let's go on a date.
Well, he was all like, I think I'll love you.
The most awkward date too.
And then they're like, let's team up and do things. Because that's what heroes do. I guess what the fuck.
Well, that's because that's the only way they can have fun, because they can't sit and have a conversation with each other. They have to go punch people.
Then they shouldn't be in a relationship together. Because they were like, I hate you. I hate you too. Let's go swing outside and do things.
Yeah, the fact that they can't really communicate unless they're, you know, beating up villains.
That's a bad sign.
Yeah.
I just want to point out, that's a very bad sign.
So it's basically an awkward day, and they leave each other, and they have their awkwardness.
Who's the artist who drew this?
Anna Paolo Martello.
None of the charm that Stacey Lee brought to the title. I didn't like the way that she drew Silk's parents. Mm-hmm. She looked more or less Asian than anything else.
I mean, I thought it was an interesting style.
She looked Japanese. This whole time I was like, this is a really bad manga. I did like the thing when he was cooking, he said it's slobbering time.
Yeah, the thing looked terrible.
Yeah, like a big rock pile of rocks.
Not really.
What do you look like then?
I don't know. Like Play-Doh? I don't know.
Big orange Play-Doh. I didn't like Spider-Man in this, the way that he looked.
I didn't like Johnny either. Like, they kind of look...
like fake hipsters?
Yeah, I don't know.
Bad hipsters?
A little young, a little too young. I don't know.
Yeah, I just didn't like that they made Silk look Japanese for some reason. It just seemed weird. Mm. Very, very weird. That's it for this week.
That's pretty much it. I mean, Cindy's kind of contemplating about, because Reed Richards is like, you have anxiety issues. And she's like, no, I don't. And she's like trying to ask her friends,
what the fuck? Oh, I can dance, so that means I don't have anxiety issues? Like, that makes no sense. I can dance. People have anxiety, can't dance, right? Like, I didn't know that was like a disease. Like, oh God, you have anxiety. You can't move. No, don't try and tap your foot to the beat. You'll hurt yourself. Like, what the fuck?
So yeah, a lot of terrible issues this week.
Oh God.
But if you want to hear about anything halfway decent, then check out my review. My pick of the week. What was my pick of the week again?
Thor number 8. We got to find out who Thor was.
Finally.
We were wrong. I was wrong.
Thor was wrong. He made his list. And he was like, I know who it is. And he was totally wrong.
When he made his list, I thought of Ted Mosby. Like, pros and cons.
And the person who turns out to be was on his list, too, that he had supposedly checked with. And good. He was like... this can't be it. So it shows how wrong he is.
Let me swing my axe. What's the name of the axe?
Yarnbjorn? That's what I call it.
In my mind, like, Jambe, because there's a J in there. I think of Jambalaya, too.
Makes me I know, but hungry. In my head, like, I think of it like the way you pronounce, like, Bjork, you know?
Fucking Bjork.
So I say Yarnbjorn.
I'm going to, you know what, just because of you, from this day forward, I will call his magical axe Bjork. He was swinging Bjork at people. Oh, he took them out, Bjork, with her bald head.
No.
Okay.
So that'll be it for this episode. Check back next week for a new episode. For all of our links to our reviews, interviews, shows, Brickabracker, check out our website, theverbalmosh.com.
I want to start a website, like, if you go to, like, for the Verbal Mosh, like, if you type in sandalwearinggoldfishtenders.com, we come up.
Don't.
What was I going to do? One for the cat? What was it?
Podcats.com.
Oh, yeah. Comicspodcats.com. Oh, that's so awesome. I wish someone would write me an email so I could do that. All right. That's it for this week's episode. We'll be back later on with episode 314. Damn it. We just did 314. 315. 315. We'll talk about a little bit about Mad Max Fury Road. So, good night, everyone. With the